combine. Perhaps it was gathered up into...
Well, we had headers. Now, before the headers, they had binders.
Uh-huh.
Make bundles out of them.
Uh-huh.
We never used... My father used the headers. And even before the binders, they used to use a cradle, I think, there in Tennessee. I've heard him talk about using a cradle to cut wheat. And then they come the binders, and then the headers, and then the combine.
Well, I bet that cradle was hard work.
Oh, yeah.
That was hand work, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was hand work, you know.
What do you do? Well, now, of course, I guess you don't do this. But when corn was raised and stuff was cut and then gathered up and put in these tent
shocks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when they bind it, they have to shock it.
What's a good yield on corn in this country, or on wheat?
Oh, if you irrigate it and fertilize it, you can make 50, 60 bushels an acre. You have to do a good job.
Boy.
Ordinarily, the dry land wheat maybe is going all the way from 10 to 30 bushels.
Mm-hmm.
And the corn, we don't, because our corn is well fertilized and irrigated. And we don't know how many bushels. It made about 20 tons probably of insulin per acre. And now this sugar drip cane will probably make 30 tons.
Mm.
That's a green insulin, you know.
Did you raise oats?
We used to, and had lots of horses. We raised some oats. I never raised a lot, but we raised some.
Mm-hmm. How do you harvest oats?
Well, we harvest ours the header, but really oats ought to be bound, because you leave them, you get ripe enough for a header, why a lot of them will fall off.
Uh-huh.
And that makes it rather hard to raise.
Mm-hmm. I'll just mark these and pick them up as we go along. How far have you ridden in a day on a horse?
Oh, I've ridden 75 miles a good many days.
You ever ride any farther than that?
Well, I don't know. I might have ridden a lot farther than that, but then that's just a rough.
Uh-huh.
And you're riding down any roads or... over the prairie pastures, you know.
Well, that's a lot of
you
miles.
You don't
horse.
Know how many miles. Yeah.
How about people traveling on horses? What could they make in a day?
Well, if you're just traveling ordinarily, you can ride 50 miles in a day. It's a good day's ride, but then it's not unreasonable. If you ride 75 miles, you might ride two or three horses.
Uh-huh.
That's really said. I shouldn't get tired. I wouldn't do anything. It's a horse doing all the
work. How many pairs of pants is that?
Oh, it's not. It's not so hard on pants. It's saddle slick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My little grandson, he's just 7 years old. He says he sure does like to ride bareback. He's never bothered about his stirrups being too long or too short. He wants to ride bareback.
If something belonged to a group of people and they said, is this ours? You'd say, yes, that's...
That's ours.
Well, you're not one of this group now.
Oh, that's yours.
And let's see, if you were one of this group, then you'd
say it was ours.
Uh-huh. If you were asking this group something, if you wanted to know where it was going, what would you ask?
Where it was going or they were going?
Where they were going.
Where are you going?